morning and welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. And, well, it's a sign of the times. Dr. Beth, just so it's safety for everybody involved, we've got Dr. Beth on the phone lines this morning. How are we doing this morning?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Just working our way through this and trying to make the best of this tough situation with everything that's going on with COVID-19. And we've got a topic today and over the next couple of weeks that'll kind of be working just fine for these times. Where do we want to focus on today's show?
Well, today we're going to talk about telemental health, distance mental health. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that I'm on the phone today. I thought, I'm going to follow my own advice. I'm going to keep my social distancing and keep people healthy and happy. So I want to talk about what telemental health is. Have you heard about it, Mike?
I've not heard that phrase, but I'm curious about it. And obviously it's very timely. So how do we define telemental health?
Well, it's basically therapy over electronic means. So we would use a phone or a video electronic platform. You know, like we can even use FaceTime. We can use Skype. Something that is secure enough that it's not going to hopefully disengage, but also that it can be private. So we can do therapy, any kind of talk therapy, and even some somatic things where we can say to a client, okay, let's talk about how you're feeling physically. You know, we can do those things over the electronics and then maintain that distance so that we're not so germy, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Is this something that you incorporate normally in certain circumstances, or does it only come about, you know, in a situation like this where it's better and safe for everyone to not be maybe in the same room?
You know, I have used it before much more occasionally in terms of, like, if a client was going to be gone or they had a sick child and they couldn't leave, but they still had something that they needed to discuss. But our insurance companies have really said, hey, we know that people are not going to get out. We know that we want people to get the support they need, and we also want them to not infect each other or, you know, be a carrier. So they've encouraged us to please reach out to our clients and work with them as much as we can.
Okay.
So, you know, telemental health too, can be appropriate for a lot of things: mood disorders, anxiety, depression, personality disorders. Sometimes things could be too severe. Like if someone is actively suicidal, we would still want them to go to a hospital because those are things that you can't reach through the computer or the phone and help. It's also appropriate depending on the patient's preference. I have like 5 people today who said, this is going to work for me. And it's especially good when we're talking about, you know, the time travel that it takes to get to places. You know, if somebody has an hour lunch, they really can't go to therapy on their lunch because they've got to travel to the place,
right?
Park, get out, get in. So, you know, some people have talked to me from their cars or from their basement or from their garage or any place that they could be private. So, and the other thing is, you know, sometimes a last-minute thing. The babysitter came late or the meeting went long.
Sure.
And all you have to do is pick up the phone, not get in the car.
No, it makes it, you know, simple, and it might be more in tune and more up for, you know, having the sessions if it can be a little bit more convenient in this way.
Exactly. And I do think sometimes the clients are able to, like, talk a little bit more, for some people, openly, because there's a little bit of distance. You know, they it's like talking on the phone. So, you know, you don't always edit yourself quite as much as you might in a therapy session. Not that we don't work with it in person, but it's also nice to know that it might allow a client to feel better.
And some probably trade-offs and challenges, too, with this?
Right. Well, you know, for us, it's a little bit difficult. When you're on the phone, you can't see that the next person is going to speak. So sometimes you step on each other's words and you have to be careful so that you know that, you know, the other person knows you're listening. And also the location of the client and services that are available in that area. So if a crisis arises, you know, it's our responsibility to say, hey, here's something that can help, and they're right around the street from you or whatever. The other thing is some clients don't have access to electronic devices, or they share it, or they don't have data. And so we can't assume that everyone can do it, but we certainly would like to encourage anyone who can to take advantage of it. The other thing that I think is really important, and I'm sure the client would be aware, is we have no control over the privacy at the other end. You know, so if they want to know that there's no one around them that can overhear them. We're in the office, we close the door, and we put on the sound machine, and we have that control.
Right. Well, clearly in these challenging times, this is something that Safe Harbor Counseling is offering to clients, correct?
Absolutely. We are all offering it, and existing and new clients can call. They can go through the website. I'll answer the emails and make the referrals that they need. We'd be glad to have anybody call us and see how we can help them get through this tough time.
All right. That sounds great. That's all the time we have left for today's show, but make sure you go online to safeharboril.com and find out more about what we've talked about today and previous shows as well, and join us again next Monday morning for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.